Saturday.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Oh.
Did you buy
this? Okay.
Okay. Is the talk for the speaker for the third talk here? Okay. Welcome to the session on planning on the web. I'm your session chair. My name is Craig Knobloch, and we have three talks in this session. The first talk is a senior member talk given by Rao Kumbhati, and the title of the talk is Modelized Planning for the Web for the Web Age Matches: The Challenges of Planning with Interface Evolving Domain Models.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for showing up. Since all my papers that I had ideas for got published in my home state in Ichikai, when the AAAI deadline rolled around, I was trying to see what can I scrounge around so that I can get the mic to talk in. And then I saw that there's this thing called senior member talks. And so I looked at what they're looking for, and this is directly from the web. Senior members are seasoned experts giving thoughtful critiques on trends in the field. This looked pretty hard for me, so I had to do some creative reinterpretation. So I did that. I guess senior must mean has gray hair and is not coloring it, and you can see mine. Thoughtful critique essentially means you don't need to prove, you don't need to code, you can talk, which apparently I can again do. And then finally, seasoned means spicy. I'm from South India, I can be spicy. So I thought I can write a paper and probably see what people say, and they actually took it. So I'm going to talk to you about this modelized planning for the web age masses, and in particular the technical part of this really is the challenges of dealing with incomplete and evolving domain models. Let me try to explain how I got there. So for those of you who haven't been paying attention, in planning now we have figured out how to stack the largest number of blocks one on top of other. We can reach moon now. So in the past we could barely solve a few action plans in minutes, but now we have significant scale up. We can get hundreds of actions in under seconds. And so the primary revolution in planning in the recent years has been methods to scale up plan synthesis. Okay, and so we are all quite busy extending this success to increasingly expressive domain models. So now that we can make mincemeat of classical problems, we can stack the blocks to reach moon, we are now very busy working on more expressive domain models, temporal planning, over substitution planning, hierarchical task network planning, planning under uncertainty and partial observability, successively increasing the model expressiveness and trying to see if we can keep the exponent, the speed up going as much as we can. So implicit in this trajectory is an assumption. Okay, so the assumption is that the way to get more applications and more real world impact is to tackle more and more expressive domain. I'm not here to disagree with that assumption, because half of my papers are actually using that assumption. But what I want to ask is gently question that assumption. While increasing the expressiveness of the domains that we can handle is definitely important, are there other things that are equally important that we might be missing? In particular, there are many scenarios that partly I got significantly interested in recent years, where domain modeling is the biggest issue. The complexity, the big impedance in using planning technology is just modeling the domain. So these examples of these include web service composition. Everybody in planning sort of knows that, oh, web service composition is sort of connected to planning. And in fact, there are several papers on this stuff. I guess there's one that yours would be talking about right after me. But one of the interesting issues there is many of these composition problems assume that web services have been carefully modeled in your favorite language. And some of these, like DAMLS and so on, make PDDL look like child's play. So in the sense that you sometimes have pages and pages of description of a web service, and you need to put that together to compose them. And so while to the extent you have to do many of these many, many times, a casual user has very little interest in actually first modeling the web service so that then they can compose it. Okay, so that's a big issue. There is a whole bunch of areas which are now interested in workflow management. Scientific workflows is one very big area that people are quite interested in. And many of these workflows have only partial semantics. You cannot reason about the correctness of the workflow as to exactly what's the initial state, what's the goal state, why is it exactly true. Okay. Again, there you don't have enough of a model to do the usual type of automated planning techniques. Okay, and then there is also a lot of interest nowadays, sort of independently, orthogonally, I guess, DARPA-driven to some extent, on learning from planned demonstrations, where essentially we are trying to see if we can improve the planning performance by seeing demonstrations, getting partial domain models, and using them to do planning. Okay. But these are all there, and in particular, I'm particularly interested in these sort of things, and our applications, however, our planning techniques assume that we have complete and correct models, more or less. Okay. So that's why I sort of started thinking about and made up this name called model-light planning. So we need sort of a framework for planning that can get by with incomplete and evolving domain models. Now, this is not completely brand new. I will talk to you about the connections to what has been done already. So I want to convince you, my main thing that I want to do here is to convince you that actually not only is model-light planning important, that is, there are actually applications for that, but there are real interesting research problems that you can work on and write papers for, which pretty much is the reason you guys are here in a conference, as against in Google making money. So that's basically what I want to do, but I want to make a disclaimer before going there, which is I'm not arguing against model-intensive planning. Most of my students would kill me if I say no model-intensive planning. They're still writing papers on that stuff. It's very important. And definitely I won't push NASA to send a rover up to Mars without doing any careful domain modeling, because I mean, if there are $1 billion at stake, you want to spend as much time getting the right model, validating it and correcting it and so on and so forth before using it. Okay, but if you are just trying to put together a couple of web services to do a composition and then just do something for once, you're a casual user and you ask them, okay, here is a damn list, you know, try to write a nice specification and then you can start composing it, it's not going to fly. Okay, so that's the part. Now, so what I want to do before I go into the main thing that I want to do is sort of talk about three types of challenges that model-light planning brings up. But before doing that, I want to say that it's biblical. I mean, model-light planning, you didn't have the word probably, but it's been around in planning for a while. It's just been subverted. This is one way you can make things palatable. So interest in model-light planning is quite old. It's been just subverted. In particular, it's for those of you who remembered the NOVA, the original reason for hierarchical task network planning, the soup code of NOVA. The soup code for NOVA, one of the ideas there was you might know the complete model at the higher level, but as the concrete details are completely missing. Okay, and yet, as time went on, we actually changed the way HTN is done such that, in fact, you have complete models pretty much at every level. Similarly, those of you who are into case-based planning at some point of time in your life know that case-based planning originally was meant for taking large plans whose correctness you cannot actually prove, and yet making modifications, more or less heuristic modifications, and still hope that the whole thing will still be correct. In fact, the original work by Hammond and Sheff, etc., was in that direction. It just somehow did not go. I mean, over a period of time, case-based planning became more about using complete and correct plans and solving newer problems by using them. Okay, so there is that connection. My own motivations for actually looking at this is sort of threefold. One is in about 2005, I got some money from IBM to start looking at applications of planning for autonomic computing. And this it's just a version of something like a web service composition sort of task, where in the particular problem we were looking at, they had patching scripts and you have to decide how to apply them, what order to apply the patching scripts, so to keep your software in IBM defined order. Okay. So we were interested in that. It was a clearly easy problem that planning techniques can excel at. But the part that we were finding it hard was, where do you get the model? And you can't very well go around every time there's a little patching script, start writing a model and, ensure its correctness. Okay, so that was one reason where I started thinking that, you know, it would be nice if we can get by with incomplete models and, you know, have a lot more work in that area, actually. The other thing was, in terms of web service composition itself, at one time, around 2005 timeframe, I looked at a snapshot of, publicly available web services to see how many of them have anything like a formal specification available. And it turns out that the results are pretty depressing. In fact, there's very little formally specified, even close to formally specified web services out there, which again means you more or less need to get by with very shallow models of what the services can do. Okay. And then I have a different life, a part of my life these days is in information integration scenarios, and one of the interesting pulls that I've seen in that area is this competing trade-off between model poor information retrieval, which essentially assumes you're just taking unstructured text and trying to get by with bag of words models, and model-rich data knowledge-based approaches. So there is an interesting spectrum in this, and more work started getting done in the middle where you have light models. Okay, so that's, in fact, I won't even go into this, but there is like a spectrum of approaches for information integration based on how much of the model, how much of the upfront work you're going to do, and based on that, how much of the information integration effectiveness you can achieve. Okay, so those were the reasons I was looking at, and so let me get you to some of the technical issues about what it might take to make these kinds of frameworks happen, model-like planning frameworks happen. I started by saying that model-like planning is planning with incomplete models. Incomplete, essentially, if you need a technical background right now, think of it as there is not enough domain knowledge to verify the correctness and optimality of the plan. Okay, that's one way of thinking about it. Now, of course, the question is how incomplete is incomplete? Okay, it turns out that you could have a more or less complete domain model which has a few preconditions missing or a few effects missing. That's an important problem because, after all, even if NASA were to have the ability to put together all these domain models, they will still be making mistakes, and you need to deal with incomplete models in that sense. And you may also have to deal with domain models where you don't know anything more than input-output types. That's it. Okay. Now, I basically would separate these into approximate models here and shallow models here, and I'll talk about some of the technical challenges that will come in both ends. Okay, so the three things that I want you to keep in mind, and I'll kind of, given the time, I'll go through each of them, is the planning support for shallow domain models, the challenges in what you need to do here, the challenges of what you need to do here, and also, given that you have incomplete and evolving domain models, the whole interesting issue of learning planning interaction, and what are the challenges there. Okay. Planning support for shallow domain models. By shallow, I mean you have not much more than input-output types. So you're in the zero domain model level. Okay, it's again a spectrum. I mean, as you keep improving your knowledge, obviously you have more and more. You would go from here to here. So the kinds of ideas that I believe have been tried and should be worked on are exploring a wide variety of domain knowledge that can either be easily specified interactively or learned and mined. The kind of domain knowledge that we currently use is mostly PDDL specification. But if you look at, for example, web service composition from the database side has mostly looked at just inferring input-output specifications and using that in a mixed initiative scenario to suggest to humans that maybe this is the kind of services that one of these is what you might want to combine with. Okay, so that's actually what some systems like Google have done. And also sometimes you might be knowing the dependencies that this task must come before this task, but you don't know why it's supposed to come. Okay, so in general, I believe that we should look at more types of dependencies that can be learned. And one interesting issue there would be, can these be compiled down to a common substrate? Is there some way, one thing that I'm interested in is, it's not clear to me that these can all be compiled down to something like a PDL substrate, but there may be versions of which you can compile them down to. Okay. Another related issue here is the type of the planning support that you can provide with that knowledge. Mostly at the shallow end, all you can do is critiquing planning in mixed initiative scenarios, and that's the sort of, and also detecting incorrectness and as against verifying correctness. You don't expect to be able to verify correctness, but you would be able to show that the plan that the human put together might be wrong. Okay. In terms of plan creation with approximate domain models, this is somewhat closer to the hearts of the current day planning people, because here the model is almost correct with a few preconditions and effects may be wrong or missing. Here the kinds of the incompleteness could be in terms of the missing preconditions and effects of the action models themselves, are missing cost utility models. One interesting issue in terms of this action models being incomplete is how would you generate robust plans that are correct even though there are missing preconditions. Okay, and it turns out actually there is some interesting work, at least beginnings of interesting work by Eyal Amir and also some in my group in which allows to convert this sort of a problem into a conformant planning problem. Okay, and so you can use those techniques. And finally, for generating, if you don't know enough about the cost and utility models, you can use, you would have to essentially develop multiple plans, multiple options, which might, so the user doesn't quite tell you what exactly are they trying to optimize. And so you would have to essentially generate multiple plans which differ in a wide variety of ways. And so we have done some work in computing a diverse set of plans, given everything else is complete, but you are now completing a diverse set of plans for solving the same problem. So that if you don't know what the cost metric is, at least one of them might be relevant. Again, my interest in doing this is just to give you an idea of the kind of problems that might be looking at. And one thing I want to mention here is model-like planning doesn't necessarily mean that the planning is easy. It's the domain modeling effort that would be hopefully reduced. In fact, the planning in this scenario is actually costlier because you would wind up doing something like conformant planning. And finally, the last challenge that's very important in this scenario is learning to improve completeness of domain models, because you start at a particular model, but you hopefully want to improve it as over the period of time. And in this connection, the important issues are learning from a variety of sources, textual descriptions. For example, the Google stuff that I talked about was about computing input-output specifications, mining them from textual description of web sources, web services. Plan traces are even expert demonstrations. And then most importantly, nearer and dearer to my heart, once you start with a partial model and you keep improving it, you're learning in the presence of background knowledge. And there used to be learning and planning connected to each other at one time, but most of it was done in the context of improving the speed of planning. But now we would actually be interested in doing learning in terms of improving the model effectiveness. Okay, and I guess I sort of see the interesting thing. There is some work that we have done in along these lines on something like stochastic explanation-based learning, which uses existing knowledge to guide the refinement in the context of new traces. I like this idea that as you make planning work with poorer models, you would actually hopefully make learning work with a more richer model, which is nice because knowledge-based learning is something that's been overlooked for a while now and it should come back. And this is the summary. I essentially try to say that model-like planning is important. I try to tell you the kinds of research tasks that would be involved and some of the people that are working. There is actually a bigger bibliography in my paper about some of the work that's already been done. The time when I completed this paper, I was sending it around for comments, and I got a mail from somebody who's a young researcher in planning, who actually sent something like this. He liked the paper, he or she liked the paper, and then said, it pains me to admit that I just withdrew a paper from ICAST because I thought nobody would be interested in this sort of thing. It's not exactly in PDDL sort of automated planning formalism. And my real interest in using whatever little bully pulpit I have here is to hope that more of this work gets done. It's not that I have completed that work or that I have all the papers in this area, but that it would be worth taking this sort of planning seriously, and we would look at the challenges involved in this planning. That's basically it. I'll put the summary slide back again and stop if there are any questions. And I do have a site I hope to maintain where I'll keep all the connected references to this area. you know, which already exists, but that's what I want to tell you. Thanks. Yes?
So I think one of the kinds of incompleteness that often gets overlooked is the fact that complicated systems are using global states to which you don't have access.
Mm-hmm.
So there's partial observability, which is not apparent because it's not written in the spec,
yeah.
And it's using global information you don't have.
Yeah, I agree. So what the question was, it's just an observation? Or?
Yeah, so that's a whole other direction.
That would be. So in fact, I mean, one idea, yeah, in fact, I think to some extent you can say you have a PalmDP with very little model and you try to learn over many, many iterations. One way I want to differentiate this from like model-free reinforcement learning sorts of issues is how many traces do you need? I mean, you may actually have reasonable amount of background knowledge and from which you want to continue doing learning. That's one direction. Yes? Until the plate stops.
One thing which I think the field doesn't have as good a representation for as it needs is what kind of information is available to query or to learn dynamically that's going to allow you to either refine or perhaps complete the domain model and/or the plan.
I agree. I think, in fact, there was one slide earlier where I was pointing out that the types of, in fact, what types of information is available to support the planning knowledge. Currently, the mindset with which we go is, where do I get preconditions and effects for a PDDL specification? That might be too restrictive a way of looking for planning knowledge.
Yeah, it relates very much to the point that Stuart was making, because it may be that there's a source that has some of that global info that would tell you.
So that's why this connection to learning and learning from demonstration, learning by asking is very important. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Our next talk is on web service composition and planning.
Microphone.